mentioned a number of times the famous comment of the Gemara on the Samatesam at Aleph. Gufa, Amr Yochanan Gozer and Sashua Bailam Shneiman and Michal Mahakh, Zelefish and Shalova, Zelefish and Rishusa. Rabbi Yochanan has this famous statement that if someone steals from another and the Bailam are not Messiahish, then neither of them can be Makdish the item. Zelefish and Shalova, Zelefish and Rishusa. Gezel is not Rishusa Bailam, it might be Shalahem, it's Shel HaNigzel, but it's not Rishusa. And it's not Shel HaGazlam. Rabbi Yochanan is basically saying that to be makdish or to be mocher, a person has to own the object, it has to be shalom, and it has to be b'shusa, it has to be in his possession. Where is this derived from? So there are two gemaras. One on Samachesim and Beis, and one on Samachesim and Beis. The gemara quotes the posuk in Parshas B'chukosai. Ish ki yakdish is beiso kodesh. Ma beiso shalom af kol shalom. Says the Gemara on Samachesim and Beis, the first point is to be makdish something, it has to belong to you. It has to be yours, you have to be a bailam over it. And the Gemara on Samachesim and Beis adds, V'ish ki'akdish et beish to kodesh la'ashem, ma'beis v'shusa kol v'shusa. But not only does the item have to belong to you, but it has to be in your possession as well. It has to be v'shusa. Shalom and v'shusa. And presumably Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Gezel might be Shel HaNigzal, but it's not Rishusa. The Gazlan can't be Makdash it either, because it certainly is not Shelo. Bipshuto, you'd say that it's really Rishusa Gazlan, right? It's Shel HaNigzal, it's Rishusa Gazlan, it's in the possession of the Gazlan, but it belongs to the Nigzal, so since neither of them have both the Shelo and the Rishusa, therefore they can't be Makdash the item. That's presumably what the Gemara is saying. Now this halacha applies to Gezel, right? To Gezel Kodem Yush. What happens after Yush? After Yush, can the Gazlan be Makdish? Rabbi Yochanan clearly seems to be assuming that he can be Makdish, right? He's saying Kodem Yush, the Gazlan can't be Makdish. It's not Shalom, but after Yush, he can be Makdish. How can he do that? So that's what we talked about last time. That either he can do that because Hegdeshu can Yasa Boyin Ke'achad, like the Rashboyin Gibbon. That even if it's Taka not Shalom, even after the Yush, it's not really Shalom. But Hekdeshu can also boy in Ke'echad, since he's able, since there is a Shini Rishus, a Shini Hashem, that is Chal through the Hekdesh, so the Gazlan is able to be Kone it at the same time. And once he's Kone it at the same time, then the Hekdesh is going to be Chal. He has to own it in order to be Makdesh it, but he does own it, because at the moment of the Hekdesh, he also acquires it. So since the Hekdesh and the Kni are boy in Ke'echad, so then that would work. The other way to look at it is that even if we don't say Hekdeshu can also boy in Ke'echad, but once there's Yush, then the bailus of the Nigzal is Huklash, the Shalom of the Nigzal is Huklash. It turns out no one else, there is no other bailus that's Ma'akev on the bailus of the Gazlan. So once there is no other person who has a full bailus of Shalom and Bershuso, so then the Gazlan can be Makdishin. Right? So that's why this halacha is specifically formulated at Kodem Yush. Gozov Alonis Yashu Habailim, so then they neither the one can be Makdish. But after Yush Habailim, then the Gazlan will be able to be Makdish. Because the Bailus of the Nigzal is weakened, or because if Yeshu can also boin Ke'achim. This is all true regarding Gezel. But by Pikadon, for example, right, Pikadon is another type of object that's not Beveis Habailim. Right? By Pikadon, even though it's not Beveis Habailim, it's still Bershus Habailim, and the Bailim can be Makdish. Even when it's in Beis HaShomer, the Bailim can still be Makdish. Because it is Shalahem, it is Bishusa. Kolecha de Ise Bishusa de Mari Ise. So since it's Bishusa Bailam and Shalahem, therefore they would be able to be Makdish. This is what the Rambam writes. The Rambam in Hilchas Erechim mentions this halacha. That's in Sefer Haflah in the Mishnah Torah. Right? Haflah has Nidorim and Shavuos and Erechim, all the different inyanim of Dibur. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav Halacha Chavbeis. Ein oda makdish dova shena b'shusa. Keitza. Hoylo pikadon b'yan acher v'kofer bo zehu she'etzlo ein abaylem v'cholim lakdisha. If someone gives a pikadon to a shomer and the shomer is kofer bo, so then the baylem cannot be makdish it. Why not? So that's the Gemara later on. The Gemara says that kofer b'pikadon is a gazlan, he's chayev v'onsim. Once he's kofer b'pikadon, if he's a shomer chilim, he's not chayev v'onsim. So the Gemara says later on, that if he's kofer b'pikadon, he's a gazlan, and if he's a gazlan, then he is chayev v'onsin. it's not a pikadon anymore, then it's gzeila. So once it's gzeila, so then the bayal can no longer be makdish because it's exactly the same halacha as regular gzeila. That it's shelohem, but it's not b'shusa. So if it's shelohem, but not b'shusa, it can be makdish. Continues the Rambam, but if lo kafar bo harei b'shusa bayla, b'chol makom shelohem. But if lo kafar bo stama pikado b'veis hashomer, that is b'shusa bayla. It's not b'veis bayla, but it's b'shusa. It's not physically in their house, but it's b'shusa. It's in their possession. So if it's shelohem and b'shusa, so then the bayla, the mafkid, can be makdish. Okay, this is the simple halacha that is a chilah between gezla as opposed to pikadon. Pikadon that shomer was not called about. The Rishonim have a debate. What's the din by pikadon if the nifka doesn't want to give it up? He doesn't want to steal it. He's not kofir. He's not kofir with pikadon. He doesn't deny the fact that the mafkid gave it to him, but he doesn't want to give it to the mafkid. He doesn't want to give it to the mafkid. What's this situation? So this is referred to in the Gemara Daf Ayin. A little bit later on. Gemara says, Ami nahardoi lokasinu ukasam v'taltulim. Nahardoi say that we don't write a harshah on metaltulim. What is a harshah? Harshah is a power of attorney. It means that if Reuven has some kind of a sichsuch with Shimon, he has some kind of a disagreement, and he wants to be able to get an item, he has something by Shimon. He wants to be able to get the item back, but Shimon doesn't live close to him. So he wants to send a third party. He wants to send Levi to get the object from Shimon. So what does he do? He has to write a harshah. He writes a shtar, a power of attorney. He gives the power of attorney to Shimon. Now Shimon is able to be done with Levi and Beis Din. That's the other halacha that the Gemara quotes. That the army nahardoi yurkusad lokosim beizil domu zechiva ofik lenafshach les ben meshoshim ha'paima mishum da'amalei heich la'abal dvar didiya. Harshah means that you're actually giving him possession. And you're giving him possession of the item because he has to be able to take the person to a Beis Din to be motzi the item from him. If you don't give him power of attorney, a real power of attorney, that he has like a bialus in the object, so then the person can say, the second party can say, I want to talk to this guy in Beis Din, I want to deal with you in Beis Din. You have nothing to do with this case. Mind your own business. The Harshah says it is his own business. It is his business because he has some kind of a kinyan in the object, so therefore he'd be able to bring it to Beis Din. So the first statement that Nahardoi make is that we don't write a harshah on metaltulim. So talk to Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, La Meimar Mai Taimei, Amalei Mishum De Rabbi Yochanan, De Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gozav Lo Nesei Asher Abayim Shnei Menim Yechala Mahag, Yuzilu Fishen Asher Lo Vizilu Fishen Vishus. Talk to Gemara, why don't we write harshah on metaltulim? Right? We don't write a harshah on metaltulim because it's not b'shusa. We can't write a harshah on metaltulim because it's not b'shusa. So what kind of metaltulim are we talking about over here? So comes Taisus and says, Dafka a metaltulim de gazli. Only metaltulim of gzela. Aval a metaltulim de bikolim kasina, but metaltulim de bikolim we do write a harshah. De otoli tana behegdish. Yesh koch la'odim lahakdish bikolim, sheyesh lo miyab chaver. Says Taisus, obviously, Nahardoi never meant to say we don't write a harshah metaltulim of pikadon. What's the problem? Pikadon is b'shus habayim, it's shel habayim, it's b'shus habayim. So of course they can be makta. They can be makdish. They can be makdish to anyone they want, right? Just like they can be makdish, they also should be able to be makne. So they should be able to write a harshah on it. It must be metadlim de gazlei, metadlim of gzela. So once it's gzela, you want to write a harshah to be motzi from the gazla, that you can't do because it might be shelohem, but it's not b'shusa. It's shel hanigzla, but it's not b'shusa. So they can't be makne to the mursha. They can't be makne to the third party to give him a power of attorney. Says Tosis by pikadon avari you can be makdish even if it's biachaver. The muchas ba'mochas asfina, like it's clear from the Gemara in Bavasra gabeha who garved the icy kori l'pavadisa. Asu kuliyam meshakli chada chada amar harehin mukdoshim lashamay. What the case there in Bavasra? What the Gemara is saying? Hey Chesmanov, how garved the icy kori l'pav nara? He brought kari, some kind of a vegetable, to an area. Also called Yamashako Karakara. Everyone was grabbing. They didn't want to steal it, but they were all grabbing. They wanted to, you know, they were grabbing that they should be able to pay. Amalahu Harein Mugdash Mashamai. He was annoyed. He was annoyed that people weren't waiting their turn. They weren't waiting their turn, they weren't dealing with him in a nice way. So he said they're all hectish. Now had that accomplished anything for him, now he's not gonna get any money from it. It's really it's a strange thing. Like he lost himself. He was makdish the item, so he lost everything in a sense. Okay, that's what he did. Also, the comment of Rav Kana, Amalahu Eino the Makdish Dovish and Shalom. Rav Kana says that that doesn't work. Right? That he can't be Makdish. He can't be Makdish Dovish and Shalom. The Hani Milihu the Kitzi Damayo, Abalo Kitzi Damayo, Bishus Marayu Kaimi the Shaper Akdish. Well, the Gemara, that's only if Kitzi Damayo, if the price is set. If people know how much it's going to cost, and then they pick up the item, so then they arkona the item immediately. Right? If someone brings produce, he brings merchandise to the marketplace, and the price is clear, right? He sets up a tzetel, and he has a piece of paper that tells you exactly what the price is. So if you pick up the item, then you're kona it. You pick it up, I'm not to be kona it. If you pick it up to check it out, to see, you know, is it a good watermelon, not a good watermelon, is it a spoiled honeydew, is it not? So then you're not going to be kona that. But if you pick it up and you say, oh, it's not a good one, I'm going to buy this one, and you put it in the wagon, you're kona it right then and there. You know, if something, you know, if you, it happens, you sometimes you buy a peanut butter jar in the supermarket, right? You buy peanut butter? Does anyone buy peanut butter? I don't know. Online? Amazon? Okay, whatever. This is not going to happen on Amazon. But if you go to the supermarket and you want to buy the peanut butter jar, so you put it in your wagon, and then you know the kids are playing with all different things, and what happens? The peanut butter jar falls out and it smashes on the floor. So what do you do? So you go up to the counter and you say, tell them, the peanut butter jar broke. What am I supposed to do? They'll say, forget it. But you have to ask them, because the truth is, you're calling that peanut butter jar the moment that you put it in the wagon. Make right then. Maybe then you call it the peanut butter jar right then and there, because the price is set. You're right; it's clearly delineated on the shelf. Right? You know what the price is, and that's why you put it in the wagon, because you know what the price is, and you want to buy it. So really, you're kona it. That's a hakbar b'shus b'ilam. Hakbar b'shus b'ilam is kona it. The Gemara, the Mishnah later on in Daf Ayin Tes says meshicha b'shus b'ilam is not kona it, because you're not motzi from the rishus b'ilam, but the meshicha, you're just pulling it. But if you pick something up in the rishus b'ilam, the picking up, the hakbar itself, is motzi it from the rishus b'ilam. So you take it out from the Shisabal, then you kona it. So if you pick it up and the price is set, then you take a kona immediately. So that's what the Gemara here says, that if kiti damayu, then they are kona, and if they're kona, then it's a dovah shem shalom. It's a dovah shem shalom. He can't be makdashit anymore. He can't be makdashit anymore because it belongs to the kona. But if lo kiti damayu, so then b'shus marayu kaimi, then itaka is b'shuso, the Gemara really means it's still shalom, and he's able to be makdash. Okay, that's the Gemara in Bavabasis. It says Tosus here in Bavakama, Daf Ayin. You see from that Gemara that if lo kitzu damayu, mashma also the lo kitzu damayu havakachi, that if there's no ktitzas damayu, there's no exact price for the item, so then they would be kadosh. The hegdish would be chal. Aye, but it's not b'shuso. It's not b'shuso. Someone else is holding on to it. Yeah, but the answer is it's only a pikadon. They don't want to steal it. They don't want to steal it. So if they don't want to steal it, it's only a pikadon. Then it's taka shalo and b'shus habayla. Even though it's not physically b'veisam, or it's not b'yodam, but it's still b'shusam. So therefore, they'd be able to be makdashim. So it must be that we don't write a hashah metatlim of gzela, but metatlim pikadon, you'd be able to write a hashah. Because pikadon kolecha the isi b'shusa demari isi. The Ode says, Tosus, another rival, the le'el amar in agonev achargana v'sham keifa. We know the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak says, v'ein agonev achargana v'sham keifa. V'shendein b'aylin yicholim lahakdish. V'gonev mi'veis hanifka v'sham keifa l'baylin. Gonev achargana is not going to be v'sham keifa. Because the Bailam can't be makdish. If the Bailam can't be makdish, that means that it's not b'shusam. So only if you're gonev b'shusam b'aylin, are you chayim keifa. But gonev mibeis hanifkad is avadam mishalim kefir labayim. Say he steals some beis hashomer. Beis hashomer. The Gemara later on says mali gonev mibeis habayim, mali gonev mibeis hashomer. Kintanya ba'mafkin v'ikar kod begonev mibeis hashomer. The whole pasuk begunav mibeis ha'ish is really talking about beis hashomer. That's the toin tanas ganav. Is he toin tanas ganav? Was there a ganav? Was there not a ganav? That's you're stealing for beis hashomer. So how can you have a chiyuv kefir there? The answer is beis hashomer is beis habayim. It's not the physical house of the Bailam, but it's the Rishus HaBailam. Kalecha de Isay, Rishus HaDemare. Isay, wherever the Bikonon is, it's Rishus HaDemare. That's why if you steal from Beis HaShomer, you are Chayim Keva, because it's like stealing from Beis HaBailam. So comes Tosis and says, the statement that the Nehardoi make, that we don't write Hashon Metatlin, it's not going to talk about Metatlin of Gzelu, which is not Rishus HaBailam, but Metatlin of Bikonon, not Rishus HaBailam, you'd be able to write Hashon that Because since the Bailam can be makdashit, it must be that it's Bishusa. This is Shitas Tosfos. Comes Rashi, it seems to learn differently. Mishum de Rav Yochanan, says Rashi there on the Bayim, the whole day of Bishusa Bailam, Ein Yochel Laknosa Lashliya, Hilkachim Ovad Yochel Lachze Velidvom Yahanem. Zok Rashi, why did Nahardoi say we don't write Harsha on the Tablin? Because it's not Bishus Abaylan? Since it's not Bishus Abaylan, he can't be Makne to the Shliach. Okay. That's the Gemara. He didn't say anything yet. Hilkov says, Rashi, Im Ovad, Yochol Lachzer V'Litvo Am Yahanema. Therefore, since Harsha doesn't work, if it gets lost on the way, so it turns out, who's responsible over here? Is the middleman responsible? No. The middleman's nothing. Right? You're really not allowed to write a harsha. It's not that you're not allowed to write a harsha. It doesn't accomplish anything. The middleman doesn't become a bialim over here. He's not kona the item. So if it gets lost, then you can still be tovea from the neman. Who's the neman? The neman is the second party. Right? Reuven has a disagreement with Shimon. He wants Shimon to give back the object that belongs to him. But Shimon doesn't want to do it, so he writes the harsha to Levi. So because the harsha didn't work, then Reuven can still be tovea from Shimon. Okay? Since the Harsha can only work if the metadlam, whatever this metadlam is, if the metadlam is Bishus HaMarsha, right? So if it's not Bishus HaMarsha, so then he can't write, he can't be Makne, the metadlam to the Mursha, and therefore you can still be Tover from the Nem. So it comes to Ketos HaChoshen, and to Mekuf Chov Gimel Sekot Malav, and he's Nidayik from Rashi, he says, what case is Rashi talking about? Does Rashi agree with Tosfos? Are we talking about Metadlim de Gzela? It doesn't sound like that. How does Rashi refer to the second party? How does he refer to the second party? Is he a Neman? The Neman. Who's a Neman? A Goslin is not a Neman. Right? He's far from Neman. You never refer to the Goslin as a Neman. Rashi seems to be referring to a Nifka. Right? The second party is really a Nifka. He's a Neman. He's someone that the Mafkid trusted. And that's why he entrusted the pikadon to him. Right? And Rashi is saying that it's on that case, Nahardai claimed that we don't write a harsha on metadlam. Sounds like even metadlam of a pikadon we're not going to write a harsha on. Why? Because it's not Bishus Abaylan. It's not Bishus Abaylan, they can't be makdish, and they can't be makne b'derech harsha. And that's why, if ava, they can still be tovea from the neman. Chora Rashi, though, is a pella. If we're talking about metadlam of pikadon, so then why can't you write a harsha on that? I thought we just said that Pikadon Kolecha the Isid Bishusa Demari Isid. So if it's Bishus Abaylan, why can't you write a Hashana? You should be able to be Makdashid, you should be able to be Makneid, so why can't you write a Hashana on the Tatam of Pikadon? Tosis seems to be right. Tosis and the Rambam are working together, it would seem. The Rambam and Hilchas Erechin and Tosis both hold that the Tatam of Pikadon are Bishus Abaylan, and they can be Makdashid, they can be Makdash. Rashi seems to learn differently. Rashi seems to say that even the Tatam of Pikadon are not Bishus Abaylan. And how does that make any sense? We know from Gemara's that metaldim of pikadon of Yudas will be their Bishus Abaylan. The mafkid can be makdish these metaldim. So how can Rashi say differently? How can Rashi say metaldim of pikadon and not Bishus Abaylan? So the Ketos says clearly Rashi doesn't mean to say that all metaldim of pikadon and not Bishus Abaylan. It's not for this case. What's the case? What does the Ketos say? The Ketos says Harsha is a very special case of pikadon. Says the Ketos, clearly Rashi is talking about a pikadon where there's a disagreement between Reuven and Shimon. There's a disagreement between the Mafkid and the Nifka. The Nifka doesn't want to give it up. He doesn't want to give it back. He doesn't want to steal it. He's not kofer of a pikadon. He doesn't deny that the Mafkid gave him a pikadon. He agrees, yeah, this is the pikadon of so-and-so. But I don't want to give it up. Zokta Ktos, according to Rashi, that's also the Oshin Bishusa. Kevan Sheino Ata Bishusa Makid. Ustama de Urkasa Lefishieshlo Lenifka is a Taino Tvia. Mishavachi Kosev Le Zildon. What's the Harsha? He writes in the Harsha, Zildon Vaofik Lenafsha. He tells the middle guy, you take it out for you, for yourself, right? You should be Kona the item. I'll deal with you later. But you should be able to be Kona. You should have a Bailus on the item that you can be Tovea. Tovea, the other individual in Bezin, you could be able to get the object. So clearly there must be some kind of a Din Torah, there's some disagreement between the two parties. So Rashi holds, even metatlan v'pikadon could be davishen v'shusam, if there's a disagreement between the two parties. If the nifka doesn't want to give it up, even though he's not kofer v'pikadon, he's not gozel, he's not stealing the pikadon, he doesn't want to take it for himself, but he doesn't want to give it up until the mafkin and he have an opportunity to come to Bezdin and he can put his tvi in Bezdin. There's some kind of a disagreement to have, either about the pikadon, right? Maybe he's a shomer sachar, and they agreed about the salary, and the mafkin doesn't want to pay him. I don't know. You can think of a scenario. Or maybe there's some other taina that he has against him. Maybe there was some other issue that they had a disagreement about. So the nifkat says, you know what? I'm going to hold on to the pikadon until you deal with me with that other issue. So the mafkin says, I don't want to deal with that issue. I want the pikadon. I need that baseball bat. I'm playing baseball tomorrow. I'm playing baseball on Sunday. I need my lucky bat. It's the playoffs. Not yet. Okay. So, right? You know, I need the baseball bat now. I don't want to wait till later. I'll deal with you later with the other case. The Nifka said, no, I know you need the baseball bat. That's why I want you to come to the Din Torah now. So we can deal with it now. So again, the Nifka is not interested in stealing the bat. He's not interested in stealing the Chikadah. But he wants to deal with the mafkid and bez, and he doesn't want to give it up. And Rashi says, as long as he doesn't want to give it up, he's ma'ake v'tachas yado. That's also called ena b'rishusa. Clearly, Tosas disagrees, and Tosas claims the metatlam of pikadon is never ena b'rishusa bad. It's only metatlam of gezela that's ena b'rishusa bad, but metatlam of pikadon are not ena b'rishusa bad. They're b'rishusa. So the case in the Gemara that the Hardoi say that we don't write harsha on metatlam cannot be told by metatlam of pikadon. Must be told by metatlam of gezela. What's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos? Why should I assume that maybe even metatlam of pikadon can be called ena b'rishusam as long as the nifka doesn't want to give it up? Or should I say no? There's no such thing as metatlam of pikadon that are ena b'rishusam. So it could be that this machlokas Rashi and Tosfos relates to a very fundamental question about ena b'rishusam by gzeila in general. Rabbi Yochanan says that. A nigzal cannot be makdish the chayfet zagozel because it's ena b'shusam. It's shalom, but it's not b'shusam. Vos meintos. What does it mean ena b'shusam b'ayim? How do you define b'shusam? What does b'shusam mean? Shalom, we know. Shalom means you own it, right? You own it. You bought it. You inherited it. Whatever you have ownership over this item. B'shusam is this nebulous concept that we haven't really defined well. B'shusam. How do you define b'shusam? It's in his possession. Yeah, but ownership and possession sound like the same thing to me. It's just semantics, right? Right? Wrong. Right? B'shusa, we have to delve more deeply into the concept of b'shusa to understand what does it add to the concept of bilus. What does it mean that something is that gezel is ena b'shusa, and that's why the nigzal can't be makdish and he can't be makdeh? So there are two ways to look at ena b'shusa. B'shusa might be a function of physical control. Physical control, b'mitzios. Right, b'mitzios, the object is under the physical control of the bialim. It's not; it doesn't have to be pervasive. It doesn't have to be in their physical home, but it's physically in their control. They can get to it. They have shlita on this. No one else has control. They can control where this object is going to be. Eino b'rishuso might mean that gezel is not under the physical control of the nigzal. It's not tachas shlitasim physically, the mitzias. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that b'shusa is not a physical concept, it's a halachic concept. That no one else has kinyanim over this object except me. That's what b'shusa means. Not only is it mine, but no one else has a tviya on this object. No one else has a kinyan on this object except me. Eino b'shusa means that gezel is different. Gezel is not like pikadon. Pikadon, even if I give the pikadon to a shomer, the shomer doesn't have kinyan over this pikadon. He's watching it for me. Right? He's watching it for me. I'm the sole bialim over this. No one has kinyan. The shomer doesn't have kinyan over it. But gezel, the Gazan does have kinyan. There are kinyan exela, as we discussed. Touched on it a little bit. Right? But the Gazlan does have kinyan. When he picks up the object, the Torah gives him kinyan. Nafkamina that it could be chayim ba'onsim because of those kinyanim. Tosfos in the second day on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis has such a concept that the Chiyuv Onsim is not just the Chiyuv HaTorah, but it's based on the fact that the Gazlan has Kinyanim in this object. Nafkamina that he can be Kone B'Shinui after the Chiyuv HaShava falls away. Right? There is a Chiyuv V'Heshev Sagzela Shagazal, but after the Chiyuv HaShava falls away, he's Kone automatically. Even Shinui Dimamela, even a natural Shinui, an actual change in the object, that he didn't do anything, there was no Maisa, it wasn't Gazal, Eitzim, Basa, and Kalim, he's also Kone. But has he Kone? If there's no Maisa, Kini, how can he Kone? Because his original Maisa Gzela, Lichten Dem Maisa, is a Kinyan. And the Torah recognizes that he has Kinyan Gzela, but they're lying dormant. Right? They're latent in the object, they're lying dormant until the Chiyuv HaShava falls away, and then he's able to be Kone through that original Maisa Kinyan. The Gemara later on in Daf Tzadivav says that the Gazlan is potter to pay for the usage of the object. The Gazlan steals the object, he uses the object, if he gives back the object to the Baalim, they can't demand payment for that Hishtamshus. Why not? But he used someone else's object. Some point to this idea that the Gazlan has Kinyonic Zela. It's his. He used his own object. Of course, it's not his completely. He has to return it to the Nixel. But the Torah recognizes the fact that the Gazlan has a connection to this object. He's potter from paying for the hishtamshus of the object. It could be a din d'oraisa. Some learn it as a din d'rabbanan, that we don't want to force the Gazlan to pay, because if we force him to pay, he's not going to return the object. But some say, no, it's a din d'oraisa. He has kinyonim. So he has kinyonim of the object, so he doesn't have to pay for the hishtamshus of the object. You are kinyonim zela. So maybe that's why the Gazlan is not Bishop. Right? The Kinyonic Zela of the Gazlan, a Maskia Mitzad Halacha, Mitzad Halacha, the Chayfetz from Bishop Sabbath. Two ways of looking at this idea, this halacha, the Gazlan Zeinu Rishus HaBaalim. Is it physical? It's all mitzvahs, that it has to be under the control of the Baalim in order to be makdash, or to be makna. And Gazlan is not physically under the control of the Baalim. It's not tachash nitasam, because the Gazlan is in control. Or should we say, no, it's not about physical control, it's about halachic control. That the Gazlan has kinyonic zeil in the object, so the bialus of the nigzel is incomplete. It's takash shalom. It's still shalom. You can't say it's shal ha-Gazlan. Beheshev Sadzela Shagazel tells me that it's still Shalah Nigzel. Oh, but it's not Bershusa. The Kinyonic Zela somehow are Mafia, the Mavata, the Chelek of the Bailas of the Nigzel. And that's why the Nigzel is not able to be Makdish or to be Makdish. What's enough Gemin? So there are two famous issues that the Achronim touch on that might be enough Gemin to the Shah. One enough Gemin might be, let's say the Nigzel does have Shlita on the Chelek. It is in his control. But there's still a kinyonic zela. There really are two nafkamina that you can have in this shayla. Right? There are two options, right? Let's say you can have something that is tachas shlita sanegzel, but the gazlan still has kinyonic zela. If you assume that Ein Bishus says that it's not under its physical control, so if it is under its physical control, then he can't be Makdish. He can't be Makdish. If it's a function of Kinyonic Zela, well, if the Gazan still has the Kinyonic Zela, then he can't be Makdish, right? That's one possibility. That's one option of an Afkamin. What's the other option? The other Nafkamin, the flip side? Well, the flip side is, let's say it's not under the control of Baalim. But there are no kinyonic zela. Right? Those are the two options. Right? You have two possibilities. Either Ein Bishus is a function of physical control, or it's halachic control. So the two nafkamina are, let's say you can find a case where there are kinyonic zela, but it's also under the physical control of the Baalim. It's all a function of physical control, then it is Bershusa. If it's a function of halachic control, since there are Kinyonic Zela, then it's not Bershusa. And the second nafkamina is, let's say it's not under the physical control of the Bailim, but there are no kinyan gezeila. So if it's a function of physical control, so then it's an b'shusam. If it's a function of kinyan gezeila, then it is b'shusam. What are these cases? Let's take the first one. Right? It's under the physical control of the nigzal, but there's still a kinyan gezeila. So that's a famous machlokas the Balamor and the Ramban, the beginning of the fourth parak. It's a complicated sugya there, a comment of the Rif. But the Balamor makes the following statement. It's actually easier to look at it through the prism of the Ktos HaChoshen. The Ktos quotes the Balamor and the Ramban. It's better to look at the Balamor and the Ramban inside the Melchames, the beautiful Melchames. You could spend all of Shabbos doing that Melchames. It's a long piece, beautiful piece. But just to get the garim, to get the essence of what the Balamor and the Ramban are saying, the Ktos says it beautifully. Simin Reishud Aleph, Sakot and Gimel. Ktos writes, "In kofar bozeh shuv koretz lo b'hayinu mishum b'havalei gazlan b'havalei davashen b'shusam." He says, if the shomer is kofar b'pikadon, then the mafke can't be marked. The shikas zena b'shusam. But v'im gazlan rotz lo hachzer agzela nira the hodar havalei pikadon yecholun habaylim laknoso ula hakadisha. Let's say a gazlan agrees to return the object. So we know by a pikadon kolecha the isay b'shusam the mori isay. Says the Ktos, b'shem the Balamor, that if the Gazlan agrees to give back the object, he stole it. But then the Nigzal caught it. Right? He brings Aden. The Gazlan knows that he's in trouble. He knows that if he doesn't give back the object, they're going to fail him for the course. So he says, okay, I agree to give it back. Right? The Gazlan says, I'm going to give it back. At that moment that he agrees to give it back, is it b'shus ha'bailam? Let's say the bailam are so overjoyed, they feel so happy, and they say, you know what? I'm going to be makdish the item. I don't even need it anymore. I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I was vindicated. I said he was the gazlan. He denied it. Everyone didn't want to have anything to do with me. I couldn't get chavrusas for this man, but now I will get chavrusas. I'm going to get the best chavrusa because they know it was the truth. Fertile imagination. So what's the thing? Can he be makdish the item or not? It's up to Balamor, yeah. What's the problem? It's under his physical control, so he should be able to be makdish it. As long as the Gazlan agrees to give it back, that should be sufficient. Miyuz of the Ktos, Haraban the Sefer Mocham, is Klas of Allah, Zelashon, of Elozo, Bilvad, Shepirish, Begozov, Lanusiash, Rabbi Lamein, Oklum. Rabban says what the Balamor writes about Gozov, Lanusiash, Rabbi Lamein, I think he's dead wrong. That's mamish the line of the Rabban, it's like a collector's item in the Rabban. Rabban says what the Balamor writes about Eino Bashusa, I think he's dead wrong. It doesn't matter that it's under the physical control of the Nigzal. He can get to it. The Gazlan's willing to give it to him. It doesn't matter. The fact is, Kevin Shibatoras Gezel Hu Etzlo. Since it's still Eitzel HaGazlan Batoras Gezel, it's Eino Bashusa. What does that mean? The Buchanan in Kovashiram and Ostes and Baba Kama, as well as the Imre Moshe and Simon Lamadale, with Moshe Sokolovsky, who's a Rosh Hashiva in Brisk, the Yeshiva in Brisk. So they both write that Lechora, the Balamor and the Ramban are arguing about this point. The Balamor says that Eino Bashusa is all a function of whether it's under the physical control of the Bible. So as long as the Gazlan agrees to give it back, it's under their control. They can get to it. They have Shlita over this item. They can get to it. So then they can be Makdish. They can be Makdish. But the Ramban disagrees. He says as long as the Chayfetz is Eitzel HaGazlan B'toras Gezel, what does that mean, B'toras Gezel? It means as long as he has Kinyan Gezela, the Gazlan has a Tfisa, a halachic connection to this object that hasn't been severed. Just because he agrees to give it back, his connection to the object has not been severed. Halachic connection. It's not Bishus HaNitzel. It's not Bishus HaNitzel because Bishus is all a function of Kinyanin, that no one else has a halachic connection to this item. So as long as it's still B'toras Gezel Eitzel HaGazlan, then there's someone else who has a halachic connection. If someone else has a halachic connection, then it's not Bishus HaNitzel, he's not going to be able to be Machdish. Okay, this is the Machlokas Balamor Ramban, the most basic nafkamina to this Shaila, whether the concept that Gezel Zena Bishus is a function of physical control, that it's not under the physical control of the Nigzal, or it's a function of the halachic control, that the Gazlan has Kinyan Gzela. Even if the Gazlan agrees to give it back, he still has the Kinyan Gzela. According to the Ramban, it still will be Ein Rishus Habat. The other nafkamin is the flip case. Let's say it's not under the physical control of the Bailon. Something, an object that's not under the physical control of the Bailon, but there are no Kinyan Gzela. So clearly, we're not talking about Gzela. Because if there are no Kinyan Gzela, then there's no Gzela. Because every Gzela has Kinyan Gzela, you'd imagine. So what are we talking about? What kind of an object could this be? That it's not under the physical control of the Bailon. They can't get to it. It's not Tachash L'Tasam. But yet there are no Kinyan Gzela. What's the case? Aveda. Aveda, a lost object. Not Gzela. Aveda. Aveda is mamish this case. The Bailon can't get to it because they have no idea where it is. But yet no one has Kinyan Gzela on the object. It's sitting in the Rishus HaRabim. No one picked it up. No one picked it up to return it. No one picked it up to steal it. It's just there. What's it then? Is it Rishus HaBailon where it's sitting before someone picked it up? Or should we say, no, it's not Rishus HaBailon? So that's the Machlokas HaRishon. The Rambam, Hilchos Mechira, writes as follows. Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Chof Beis Halachat Nes. Mishael Pikadon Biyal Acher, Harezen Makneo Ben Bimecher Ben Bimatom. Someone who has a Pikadon Rishus HaShomer, he can be Makneed. Lefisha HaPikadon Rishus Bailov Hu Varu Bechester Shukai. Exactly what we've been saying. The Rambam, Hilchos Erechin, Hilchos Mechira, he says exactly the same thing. The Pikadon Kolechad Yisei Bishus HaDemari Yisei, and therefore even though it's not Beveis HaBailim, it's still Bishus, and they're able to be Makneed, Shereb be Makneed. Help the Rambam. But in Kofarbo, if the Shomer is Kofar with Pikadon, then the Bailon can't be Makhna. Does this make sense to us? Absolutely. Right? Kofar with Pikadon is a Gazla. So once the Shomer is Kofar with Pikadon, it's like a Gzela. Gzela is not Brishus HaBailon. So because it's not Brishus HaBailon, the Mafkid can no longer be Makhna. He can't be Makhna. So if the Rambam had stopped here, I'd say, great, it's a Rambam, but I wouldn't have brought it to Shia. Because the Rambam is saying another portion. We saw a Rambam that echoed the similar sentiment. But the Rambam is key word, key language. Shazekemi sha'ovad she'eno v'rishus. Yavali! The Rambam makes an equation. He says, why is this true? I'm going to give you an example that demonstrates that something which is Eino B'Shus HaBailon, you can't be Makdish. What is that? Aveda. Shezekim Yisha'ovat She'Eino B'Shus HaBailon. Pikadon, the Kafrei Shomer, is Eino B'Shus HaBailon, like Aveda is Eino B'Shus HaBailon. Aveda! A lost object, the Bailon lost something. They're walking in the street and it fell out of their hand, right? Now he had a baseball. He had a baseball in his pocket. Carrying the bat, he has the baseball in his pocket, but he loses the baseball, falls out of his pocket, so, you know. Can't play anymore. You got to go to the basement. But someone found the baseball in Baruch Hashem. Okay, but before he finds the baseball, before the baseball is found, when it's right there in the Rishus HaRabim, can he be Makdash? He says, I lost it. I don't know where it is. But you know what? I can't play anyway. I'm going to go back to learn Baruch Hashem. But at least I'll be Makdash the baseball. Okay. Now, can he do that? Or can he be machneh to his friend? He says, you know what, I'm going back to learn. But if you find the baseball, then you can play with it. It's yours. It's yours. Dr. Rambam, he can't. It's Eino B'Shusa. Pikadon, that the Shomer is Kofarbo, that he's a Gazlan for, is Eino B'Shusa, just like Aveda is Eino B'Shusa. So the Bailim, according to the Rambam, would not be able to be machnesh the Aveda, because it's Eino B'Shusa. Comes the Ritva in several places. The Ritva in several places in Bava Metzia has this idea, but we'll just look at one. This comment of the Ritva relates to the Gemara that we saw yesterday. What does the Gemara say? That famous Gemara in Bava Metzia on the Chavav and Beis. And Rava, remember? Where is it? The Amar Rava, Ra Sela Shenafla, Nadlo Lifnayir Shamanas Lagos Laover Bechula. Rava says, let's say you see the Selah Shenafla, you see an Aveda, and you pick it up before Yush, Amanas Lagozla, you're over Bechulam. You're over. Mishum lo Sigzo, Mishum lo Shiv Teshive, Mishum lo Sucha lo Hisal. three mitzvahs. One mitzvah sase, two mitzvahs lo sase. Yeah, that's what Rava says. And we talked about the hemshech of Rava. If you give it back after years, it's only matana ba'alma. But let's focus now on the first part of Rava. Rava says that if you see the seller, not lamanas lagozo, you see an aveda, not lamanas lagozo, over mishum bal tigzo. So the Ritva comments there, Perish, the kol shebishas natila misgavin lagozo, hareo gezo. As long as you machavin fixela bishas natila, that's gezo. Even though you didn't take it from Yad Chavera, you didn't take it from Chavera. You took it on Manas Lagoza, but you didn't take it from your friend. Now, it sounds like the Ritva is learning that even Gezela requires a Maisa Hotsa from the Rishus Abayim, right? You hear in the Ritva's Losh. We talked about Geneva being like that. That Geneva requires a Maisa Hotsa from the Rishus Abayim. So I want to suggest Gezela is different. Right? Gezela is just the function of the Hefsid moment. From the Ritva, it sounds like he'd have a havamir. There's like an apal gav shlo gozlo miyad chavei. He didn't take it from the hand of the friend. It's on the ground. The keva the brishus mori kain makodem yush kamishanod lamechatzir odami bekarinon veizol asachanis miyad hamitzir. The paradigm of gzeila, the Gemara in Daf Ayin Testament Beis says veizol asachanis miyad hamitzir. Binayahu stole the chanis. He stole the spear from the mitzri and killed him with his own spear. So that's gzeila. Gzeila means not that you're secretively taking something away, but you're stealing. B'chazka, b'farhasi, you're stealing in front of his nose. Comes the Ritva and says, how can gzeila of the Aveda be considered gzeila? You're not taking it from the Rishus Abayim. It's outside the Rishus Abayim. How can that be gzeila? It's clear. He's assuming that gzeila and gneiva are similar. You need some kind of mitzvah on the Rishus Abayim even for gzeila. But how can it be? Dr. Ritva, halachically, you're taking it from the Rishus Abayim. That even though physically I'm taking it from the Beis Abayim, but halachically you're taking it from the Rishus Abayim. Because since it's Rishus, the Aveda is Rishus Mare, Rishus Abayim Kodem Yish, Kemishanot Lamechatzer Adam. It's as if you physically took it out of the Chatz. Halachically it's like you took it out of the Chatz because it's Rishusam. It's Bershusam? The Rambam wouldn't have said it's Bershusam. The Rambam wouldn't have said it's Bershusam. The Rambam holds. Aved is not Bershusabayim. You can't be Makdashim. How's the Rambam going to learn? How could it be Lositzel? How could it be Zayla? The Rambam's not sure. How's the Rambam going to learn? Who says you need a Maisa Otsa? Bershusabayim to be called Zayla. If you're taking it, you're going to be Makdashim the Bible. Even if it's not a Maisa Otsa from Bershusabayim, you can violate Baltigzel. The Ritz is assuming you need a Maisa Otsa from the Rishus Abayim to be Gzeila, but the Rambam is not beholden to that. The Rambam holds Aved is not Rishus Abayim. The Ritva clearly assumes it is Rishus Abayim. That's how he answers his kasha, how it can be Lo Sigzo, if it's not Bevei Sabayim. It's not Bevei Sabayim, it's Rishusam. Halachically, it's Rishusam. It's up to Imre Moshe, in the same piece. Imre Moshe, Simon Lamedalit, O Zion. He says, what's the machlokas the Rambam and the Ritva? Why does the Rambam assume Aved is not Bishusa and the Ritva assumes that it is Bishusa? They're arguing about this very point. What does Ena Bishusa mean? What defines something as Ena Bishusa? Gezel is Ena Bishusa. Is it because it's not under the physical control of the Bailam? If that's the case, Aveda and Gzela, Hainuach, right? For this halacha, they're similar. Aveda also is not under the physical control of the Bailam. Not because someone else is in control, but because no one's in control. No, he doesn't know where it is. Now, it's not that someone else has control, but he doesn't know where it is, so it's not under his control, so it's not Bershusam. But if you hold, like the second approach, like the Ramban, if you say that the reason why Gezel is not Bershusam is because of the Kinyoni Gezela that the Gazlan has, there's someone else who has a halachic connection to this object, and that makes it Ena Bershusam. So then, Aveda Lechora is still Bershusam. No one else has a connection to the item. No one picked it up yet. Right, we're talking with the Ritva, is talking about the Motzei Aveda picking it up. Is it Bishus Abaylam before he picks it up? Is it like Kemi Shiyoshe B'chatzer Abaylam or not? Zok the Ritva, it's still Bishus Abaylam. So if not, Lamanas Lagos, but that's called Gzela because there's a Maisa Hotsa from Bishus Abaylam. Is the Aveda before it's picked up when it's Munachas Bishus Aram, is that Bishus Abaylam? According to the Ritva, yes. Why? The Ritva is a Kinyonic Gzela man. He's going with the Ramban. He's assuming that if no one has a halachic connection to this object, then it is Bershus Abayim. Aveda is that kind of object where no one else has a connection. Only I do. I just happen not to know where it is, but no one else has a halacha connection. No one else has a halacha connection, then it's still b'shusi, it's still b'shus abaylam, and they would be able to be makdish. The Chora, the Ketos HaChoshen, understands that the Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos revolves around this issue as well. Tosfos understands that b'shusa is a function of kinyonik. It's a halachic concept. If there are kinyonik zeila, if there's someone who has a tfisa, has a halachic connection to this object, like a gazlan, so then it's not b'shus abaylam. It's not going to be b'shus anigzal, and he won't be able to be makdish. But if no one has any kind of kinyon in here, then it's still b'shus abaylam. In the case on Dafayim, the shomer is not kofer b'pikal, he doesn't want to steal it. He just has a sichsuch with the mafkid. He wants to bring him to Bezdin. He's not happy. He's not happy with the price they arranged on the shmira. He's not happy with something else. He's not kofer b'pikal, he's not a gazlan. He doesn't want to take it away. There are no kinyonic zeil over here. If he's kofer b'pikadon, then they are kinyonic zeil. We're the kinyonic zeil. He didn't touch the object. But if he's kofer b'pikadon, we're the kinyonic zeil. Help me now. If he's kofer b'pikadon, we're the kinyonic zeil. How is he calling the object? To which kinyon? Which type of kinyon? Where's the pikadon? The vase of shomer. How's the shomer calling the object if he's kofer b'pikadon with the kinyon? Chatzin. Right, his chutzir is comfortable. Kinyan chutzir. He doesn't need a hakubah. He's called a b'kinyan chutzir. So if he's called for the b'kodon, then it turns into b'kodon the gzeila, then everyone would say it's an b'shus abaylam. But Tosfos says that if he's not called for the b'kodon, even if he has a sichsuch with the mafkid, so what? But he doesn't have kinyonic gzeila on this object. If he doesn't have kinyonic gzeila on this object, it's still b'shus abaylam, and they'd be able to be makdish. The Rashi argument. The Tzos understood that that's Rashi. That Rashi assumed that even if the Shomer is not kofer b'pikadon, as long as he doesn't want to give it back, that's stealing. But he doesn't want to give it back. He has an argument with the Mafkid. Aval pikein. Even though he doesn't want to steal it, it's still not b'shus abaylam. Why? Because Rashi takes the other approach. Rashi is assuming that as long as it's not under the physical control of the Bible, it's not b'shus abaylam. Period. So just like Aveda is not b'shus abaylam, even though no one has kinyane gzeil on the Aveda, so too pikadam, even though normally we'd say pikadam kalecha de ise b'shus demari ise, that's because the shomer is willing to give it back. But if the shomer is not willing to give it back, he wants to hold on to it. He has a disagreement with the mafkid. He wants to hold on to it until they adjudicate, until they come to Bezdin. So then it's not under the physical control of the market. He can't get it from him, because he's not willing to get it. That's why he needs our shop. That's the whole point. But Rashi holds, even though the Shomer doesn't have kinyonic gzeil over, he doesn't want to steal it. He's not kofer, but pikadon. He just wants to hold on to it until the market agrees to his terms. Rashi says that even in such a case, it's not b'shus abaylam. Because b'shus is a function not of halachic control, but rather of physical control. And if the nifka wants to hold on to it, if the nema wants to hold on to it until the mafkid agrees to whatever taina he has, so then it's not under the physical control of the mafkid. And if it's not under his physical control, then he's not going to be able to be makdish, he won't be able to be makdish. So these two shittas, the shittas of Rashi and Tosfos, they seem to be talking about Harshah, some local case here in Bava Kamma. But the reality is, they actually, if you think about it for a moment, they might relate to a much more global issue, more general question about gzeila in general. Why do we say that gzeila is anabashus? It's because it's not under the physical control of the bialim, or not under the halacha control of the bialim. There are many different issues that might hinge on this question as well. Have a wonderful Shabbos.